are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at First Love Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you enjoy this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it does.
By the grace of God, we are here. It is Father's Day. Amen. By the grace of God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful time. But we now are just approaching on the most important part of the entire service. Amen. It's the reason why we are here. Amen. To receive the word of God. Hallelujah. All the festivities and the dancing and the singing is nice. Amen. But we are here for the purpose of receiving the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want to, the Bible says, it's in 1 Corinthians 4:15. The Bible says, he says, for even if you had 10,000 others to teach you about Christ, and that is us, we go out and we preach the word. He says, but you only have one Father. Amen. The Bible says, if you have 10,000, he says, 10,000 others to teach you about Christ, you have only one spiritual Father. For I became your Father in Christ Jesus when I preached the good news to you. Amen. And by the grace of God, we have a Father, one Father, that came to preach the good news to us through the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we want to honor, receive the word with all powerful and all spiritual things that was in us, with a desire to receive from our Father in this house. Amen. So let us welcome. Stand to your feet, please. Honor and glory. Evan, Kujo, Orleans, Lindsay.
Those who know
your name, with their trust in you,
there is no other
faithful God, so loving and true.
Those who know
your name, with their trust in you,
there is no other
faithful God, so loving and true. Of Jesus. Oh, how I love his name, so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name is more to me. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love his name, so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name means more to me.
Give the Lord a loud shout and a clap of praise. Lift up your hands if you are a child of God. If you are not a child of God, you can keep your hand down. It's okay. The Lord does not need children. We need a Father in Him. So if you are a child of God, just lift up your hand to your Father. On this Father's Day, let's be children and let's lift up our hands. Tell him, I love you, Father. Tell him you are the greatest Father. Tell him on Father's Day, I thank you that you did not reject me. Even though I was a sinner, you sent Brother Jesus to save me from my sins, to wash my sins clean. Oh, I will forever love you. Oh, Father, with a love that's unconditional. For I love you because you first loved me. Thank you that even when Jesus was killed for my sake and shed his blood, you brought the Allos Paracletus, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming. Anoint all of us. Anoint this whole program. Anoint this atmosphere. And let your healing, salvation, wisdom be imparted to us. Love in Jesus' mighty name. I bind every work of Satan right now. Amen. Let the blood prevail, the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Tell somebody, God is my greatest Father. Will never change. No matter how many human fathers, Abba Father will always rule. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, every Father's Day, I am amazed. Is there a song like that? I'm amazed that you love me. I'm amazed that you care. Through your precious blood, I am pardoned.
And my sins are washed away.
Washed away. All my sins are washed away. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 1, behold, what manner of love the Father, capital F, that's daddy, that's a name, has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Hallelujah. You know, the kind of father that we enjoy in God, if the world understood, they will join us. They will join us. You see, this is a fatherhood that is bestowed. Now, because many fathers, becoming a father biologically is just, usually starts by the donation of a sperm. And for that reason, it's as simple as a side effect of an act. No, it's a decision. Fathering is a decision. Fathering takes planning. Fathering takes a decision and takes a heart commitment for life. For life. Amen. So when you see a wedding and family is starting, it's a commitment no matter what. And you see God, that's why the child does not choose. You know, when you're born, you don't even know who you're. Spencer, please, can you put the phone away? Thank you. Who's your daddy?
Who's my daddy?
What's the name?
Arthur.
Arthur. Are you sure? How do you know?
Because.
You see, he doesn't know. Have you done DNA testing?
No.
Why?
Because.
You believe.
I believe.
Ah. How many of you saw your true daddy as he was becoming your daddy? You saw it. You are the greatest liar if you did. The reason I'm saying that is that we all believed when we grew up that the person your mother was living with was the one who was your father. They told you and you believed. Ladies and gentlemen, it amazes me that when we tell you that God is Father, the one who created heaven and earth, you have evidences of the things he did. But when they say it's your father, it's an issue. That you cannot come to him, to honor him, to worship. The way I respected my father, the way my kids respect me and honor me. My son came and picked us from the airport. By the way, we're just coming from Israel, Jerusalem. Put your hands together for Jesus. We just came. All of last week we were in Israel. By the grace of God, you'll be there in Jesus' name. Yeah, we saw the birthplace of Jesus. We saw where he walked, you know. Wow. The path, that the 14 stations of the cross, you know, where he was crucified, where he did his miracles. We rode on the Jordan. Some of us were baptized, some were not. The Jordan that Jesus was baptized, the same place, you know. Saw the Sea of Tiberias, Galilee, where he did many of his miracles. We saw Capernaum that was upbraided because they didn't believe, and the fact that it is no longer existing. As we saw the sycamore tree, the place of the sycamore. We saw the rock where he was. I mean, many things, and it's a blessing. You shall be there in Jesus' name. Now, all these things that were said, that Israel will be formed back as a nation set by a father, have been done. I think it should be more believable that God is our father than that our biological father is our father. Because there was a certain group of people, a family. You know, when you're coming to America, they have to do DNA testing these days to prove that you are the child. So a father had lived here for several years and then got his citizenship and everything and decided to bring the family. So for a wife, you don't need to do any DNA testing because, but the kids needed to. They had had four children. Ladies and gentlemen, as they did the DNA testing, two of them did not belong to him. What was supposed to be a nice reunion with their family became the beginning of a divorce. The breakoff. Someone say, only mothers know. Now, listen carefully. A mother is easy to tell. I give birth. But a father, we can't know. But God created us in his image. Created our heartbeats, our breath sounds. There is nobody, not the greatest scientist or physician, that has ever been able to keep the heart going. I'm saying keep it going. Start a heartbeat. No. But God does that for free. You know, today I want to challenge you that if you've never doubted your father, then it is foolish to doubt God. Otherwise, you make your biological father greater than God. Yes. Because they just gave you a word that I'm your father and you believed. God is telling you that I'm your father. God is telling you that if you receive Jesus as your personal savior and as Lord, you will go to heaven. That if you confess him with your mouth and you believe with your heart, you shall be saved. Believe these words. These are the words of God. My children believe everything. I said, today, you're going to this school. That's what they do. You're going to do. That's what they do. It is the most stupid thing not to believe God the Father. If you do believe that you have a child, a father. Yeah. If you don't believe you are a bastard, then believe that spiritually you are not a bastard. And act as such. Don't just speak it, but act like a son, a child of God, who believes and obeys the word of God, who believes in the benevolence that God the Father, who created you, is able to keep you alive and keep your heart running. That will be the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Until then, we are not thinking correctly. Tell somebody, I'm a child of God and I know it. I know it. I know it. I know it. I'm a child of God. The next thing is, what have you done with that knowledge? When you get up, do you say hello? Do you speak to him? Do you worship? Do you praise him? Do you obey? Do you even read his word to know what your father is saying? Bible says, for unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name, God's name, is called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. God will never leave you nor forsake you. Yeah. If you see a disconnection, it's us. It's not him. You will never be disconnected from God in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for Jesus. Many men deny who their children are. It's not my child. It's not my child. But God will never deny you. How can you accept human and you can't accept God? One day, your denial will show that it was not the smartest thing. I don't want to ever wake up and not consult God on anything I do. I don't want to ever wake up and not speak to the Father, the King of Kings, the Everlasting Father. May that be your choice as well. Put your hands together for the Lord. Well, today, for a few minutes, I just want to share with you what we have been eating when you get to a good home, they share with you the food they're eating. They don't buy food from the street to come for you. They cook, and the food they're eating, is if it's good enough for my children, then out of love, it's good for anybody else who comes on any day. So I'm going to share with you what we have been sharing. We have been sharing about the blessings of the assembly. The blessings of assembling together in the house of God. What kind of blessings that you get. And we've been doing that for a couple of weeks. And I hope that today we will be able to finish. Amen. So we have been speaking. Let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter number 28 from verse number 10. Meanwhile, Jacob left Beersheba and traveled toward Haran. Keep going. I'm reading till the end. And at sundown, he arrived at a certain place. King James said a certain place. What is it? New Living. I've never used this for this. New King James, not New Living. He arrived at a certain place and set up, tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. Keep going, please. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to the heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land where you lie, to you I will give it, and to your seed. And your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south. And in you and in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with you and will keep you in all the places where you go, and will bring you again unto this land. For I will bring you again to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken to thee about or of. Then verse 16 says, and Jacob awoke out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful or awesome, New King James, I said, sister girl, how dreadful, I've said this every week, is this place. This, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. This is no other thing than the, so God was describing the house of God, the blessings of assembling ourselves together. With Jacob, like many of us, do not know the blessings. Amen. Now, verse 18. Then Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put at his head, set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, or Bethel. Beth means house, El means God, house of God. He named and labeled and identified the place clearly, without any ambiguity. But the name of the city had previously been called Luz. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I'm going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on. God will give you bread to eat and clothing to put on. Amen. Clothing means house. Amen. Clothing means car. Clothing means everything outside of your body that keeps you comfortable. Amen. God will give you clothing, so that I come back to my father's house in peace. Then the Lord shall be my God. Keep going. And this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house. And all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. I'll give you a tithe. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Now, if you are here and they say clap, please clap. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Clap for the Lord. Why not? Now, this is a very important chapter because it is in the whole Bible. This is what introduces the house of God and the elements of the house of God. In case you did not know, God revealed how he was going to save mankind. Let me tell you this thing. The whole life we are living on this earth is not the life God wants us to live. It's preparation for the real life. Did you know that? Yeah. Now, the real life was what God set up for Adam to live in the garden. Yes, God created man out of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. God created him in his image. His image is spiritual image. He put his spirit into man. Man became a living soul. You know, that thing that you saw is like a snowman. You see snowman? That was clay man. That man was clay man. Yeah, clay man. Snowman does not move. But like a robot, when you put a machine, then it starts moving. Well, the spirit that God put inside has made mankind move. But the real image is the image of the spirit, not the clay man. God is not clay. Bible says God is spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So when we say God, we are created in God's image. It's not mankind. When you are a sinner, you are not created in his image. Your spirit is different. Man was created in God's image. When God puts his spirit, that made man to come alive. So that's how what it means. Now, so mankind was to interact with God like that. Freely, in the cool of the day, Adam would be chatting with God. Eve would be chatting with God. Until Satan corrupted the spirit of man, that nature was corrupted and changed. By that sin of the garden, he immediately removed. Does God indeed say this? Has he? God said, do not eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He knew the timings and what it would do to the spirit of man. Immediately, man was corrupted. When Adam came, same Adam, clay man, the spirit had changed. The image could not interact with God. He hid himself. Human beings don't know God when they are born. They hide themselves from God because their nature is different. So right from there, our ancestors, Adam and Eve, came with a corrupted spirit. Clay man did not carry the spirit of God in the original image anymore. We took on the image. So God had no choice but to put them out of the garden and protect the tree of life. Because if this spirit stays alive forever, that's it. From that time on, God has gone on a revolution, revival, to try to restore man to the original nature, to give him the original spirit, to bring back to the garden. That's the whole idea. God created us to be in the garden. Outside the garden are the dogs. Outside is not where God wanted us. God wants us with himself. So now, instead of the earth continuing with Adam and Eve and just proliferating, increase and multiply, replenish the earth, said the angels will interact, God will live with men. All that was the plan until they were out. God was with his angels again. Now, Satan, who had been cast on the earth, is now here. So people ask, why is there so much chaos? Because God is not the God of this world. Outside is the devil and his people. And therefore, that's where the confusion is. So God's plan is to restore all of us. That's the whole process. Initially, he just did it with rules and regulations. Kings and directions, it didn't work. But he brought his son, who will come with his own spirit, who will come and fight and battle and die. You see that? And die and cleanse us. Cleanse our spirits with his blood. You know, the blood of Jesus Christ is like activated charcoal. Do you know activated charcoal? When you are poisoned inside and you're about to die, one of the things that we use when you drink poison is we give you activated charcoal. What it does is it mops up the poison from what you have taken and leaves the pure things so that you don't die. I'm a gastroenterologist, so I'm telling you something. Yeah. The blood of Jesus Christ is like activated charcoal. Yeah, the blood, that's what it is. It cleanses us from our sins so that our pure spirit will be restored. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Because when a bottle is here, which is clear, and you put apple juice inside, and somebody wicked comes and puts urine inside, it will still be that bottle clean. What is inside will be straw colored, apple juice colored, but it's not apple juice, it's urine juice. This, Bible says, God planted true vine and the devil, and the planted sons. And they said, who had done? He said, the devil is the one who had done this. So the purging by the blood was the activated charcoal. So they put it in the same jar. And we are the container, transparent to God. God sees. You know, when you go and you drink, and if you are an experienced person who has drank apple juice before, when you drink urine, you will know. In fact, you will not even drink, you will smell it from afar. And God is able to detect who is who. You may not detect. When we get born again, it's still the same clear container. It's still straw-colored inside. But there are people carrying urine juice, others carrying apple juice. There's people carrying the pure spirit of God. There are others carrying the spirit of the devil. They are not the image of God. God can detect. Bible says on that day, we will now, Ephesians 4:30, that our redemption shall be done by the Spirit of God. It says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, which is given to you as a seal for the day of redemption. God will be able to tell apart who is carrying apple juice, which is a pure spirit, and who is carrying the contaminated, corrupted urine juice. The question is that the color is the same. We all see the same. But the only difference is those who have accepted the blood have accepted activated charcoal. And they've been purged. Purged by the blood of Jesus. Purged from the urine. And therefore we carry the original spirit. Purified again. That's how God is going to detect who is who on the rapture. That's when we die, your spirit goes back to its maker. The pure apple juice type of God's spirit goes to its maker. You can never go to God in the corrupted form until the activated charcoal, the blood, has been applied to your spirit to cleanse you. That's the new birth. That's the new birth. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So if you are not born again, you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior, your blood is, your spirit is not cleansed. Contaminated. God will never drink urine juice. Never. Human beings can accept you as the greatest, but it's because we don't know what you're carrying. But we can't cheat God. We can't surprise God. Will you accept the activated charcoal? Will you accept? Bible says, for without the remission, without the blood, without the purging, for without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Is that correct? What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, believe me. Believe me. Believe me. Bible says in John chapter 3 and verse number 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. What we came is fleshly, it's contaminated. Now, if you do not understand why the Bible says that, David said, in sin was I conceived, because in the corrupted nature we were born. Our ancestors carried the spirit corrupted, carried the urine type of juice, carried the corrupted spirit, and there is no way they can impart to you the pure spirit. It has to be carried. That's why we have a new relationship with Christ. Our relationship and kin and spirit is changed when we get born again. Do not be surprised. Do not marvel. Do not argue. You must be born again. You must. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. Because this is going to become big on the day of the rapture, on the day you die, on the day of selection. The test will be of your inner spirit. Why hold on to something that's corrupted when you can cleanse by the activated charcoal? When the poison can go away, especially when the cleansing is free. Listen, let me tell you something. Clay man is the same even when you are not born again or you're born again. Clay man is the same. Because that scripture, Genesis 2:7, which said, put that assembly thing aside. Let's talk about this one. Genesis 2:7, which said that indeed the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. A living soul. That original thing, that was man. Clay man could not move. The only thing that makes you move is your spirit. The breath of life. It's called the breath of life. And you see somebody moving, the person has a spirit. It's either the spirit of the world or the spirit of God, the spirit of the devil or the spirit of God. The original pure spirit, nobody carries that spirit. Nobody carries it automatically. Once you are born, man born of woman, you have the contaminated spirit. No doubt, you didn't have to do anything. By default, that's who we are. We are set in our sins. And then we come with this bottle of contaminated, corrupted spirit. Clay man with corrupted spirit. What can you do? Nothing can you do for yourself. So there comes God who realizes this thing is never going to work. That image is corrupted. Nobody can act like God without being born again. Nobody. A snake is a snake and will bite. It's just a matter of time. And therefore, ladies and gentlemen, God provided, made provision. Both the devil and God knew how the restoration process was supposed to be. Adam was tempted to change the spirit that he carried through disobeying God. And he fell. Eve fell. Adam fell. And they carried the spirit. Jesus Christ came also carrying the only person apart from Adam who came not born of woman is Jesus. Adam came not born of woman, carrying the spirit of God, original. When Jesus also came, God realized he has to recreate. So he created, Bible says Mary was born, Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. The angel told Mary, that which you are carrying is of the spirit, conceived of the spirit, conceived of the spirit. He said, the spirit of God shall overshadow you. Same thing, clay man will carry the spirit of God, original again. The garden type was Jesus. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Adam, that's why Jesus is called the second Adam. The only person who was given the spirit of God, original. Not Joseph. Joseph did not come near. Joseph, father of Jesus, did not come near Mary. So biologically, he's not the father. So Mary carries the spirit. Half man, half God. Son of man, son of God. Jesus carrying the spirit. So he too, the devil needed to deal with him early to bring, change the apple juice to corrupted urine juice. Same temptation carried to the desert. I was at the desert of temptation. Satan comes again. Same things. Bible says when the food came and Adam saw it was good to taste for the mouth, for eat, to eat good for the eye, and one tempting to make one wise, he took it, Eve, and gave to his husband as well. Corrupted. Jesus comes, same thing, temptation. Brings the thing. Food tempts him. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So ladies and gentlemen, you can see Snowman was fighting the inner spiritual man. Snowman wanted the food. Clay man wanted the food. Spirit man wanted, he chose the spirit man. He said, you did this to Adam. I will not allow you to do. You know what I'm here to do. I will not allow you. So Jesus took the word of God. Jesus took the word and stayed. Then he comes again. You came to save the world, isn't it? I can give it to you now. And he's right. Because he was actually given to me. Your first Adam actually sold out to me. You don't need to die. You didn't need to die. I can give it to you. I got it. Right now, just bow down and worship me. Jesus Christ says that. You shall worship the Lord thy God, and him alone shall thou serve. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Round two, lost. Then he comes and he puts him on top of the very tall, whatever, pinnacle. And said, look. Oh, that was the kingdom of the world. And he said, you know what? If you say you are the Son of God, if you say you are the Son, cast yourself down. After all, your father says, if he has power, he will bear you up in case you've cast your foot against a stone. Temptation, temptation, temptation. Listen, the devil's temptation is still going around. I'm telling you. Tempting with food, with pleasures. Tempting with things of the eye. Tempting with wisdom so to make me wise. Jesus again said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. It is written. He passed. And the Bible says the devil left him for a season. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil wanted to contaminate the spirit again. That is why in Revelation, they said, who is fit to open the seal of the book of life? It said, nobody except only one. The Lamb that was, the Lamb of God that was slain. He only is fit to give you, to say who qualifies, who does not qualify. The only that one, only. Therefore, Jesus maintained his spirituality and godliness and the original spirit. He's the only one. Therefore, as Adam gave birth to us, several corrupted. Jesus's giving birth will give birth when he imparts the spirit to several pure breeds of God's children. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Several. By the activated charcoal, which purifies the poison. Purifies our spirits. The blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only one. That's why Jesus Christ said, and many religions are fighting it, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. It's true. You will find out. It's only Jesus. Only Jesus. That is why you read, even in the major religions, a clause has been put. God knew. Muslims believe in Jesus. Jews believe in Jesus. Christians believe in Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think correctly, you will die and go to hell. I'm telling you. Question is, has your spirit been purged? Oh, clay man. By the blood of Jesus Christ. Because those who do not allow activated charcoal to be given to them, it's so important that sometimes we put it in a tube to rinse it down their stomach. Otherwise, they will die. Otherwise, they will die. So, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ has come. He didn't fall to it. The devil tried, but it didn't work. Even the last minute, he said, Father, if there's another way that this salvation will come, please, if there's another way, is there any other way? He says that, if it's possible, take this cup from me. Then he said, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. But God knew that there's only one way, the blood. Your blood has to be shed. Activated charcoal must be given. The blood is the only thing, the blood of Jesus Christ, who only carries the Spirit of God. Just like Adam alone, through one man's sins, death. One man's disobedience, sin came and therefore death. Death, same way through another man's obedience, shall life come. Only one, only one. Believe me, only one. If you have never understood this, the devil has taken the greatest secret from you. Although you've been to church for 35 years. And everything God is doing in this world is trying to restore us back to himself, his image. That's why when somebody is truly born again, they look and behave like God. They hate sin. Oh yeah, we all fall to sin. Bible says a righteous shall fall 7 times but shall rise again. You may fall to sin, but you are not happy because your nature is not the kind that tolerates sin. And you become supernatural. Ladies and gentlemen, the time is coming. Bible says Jesus shall come down with the trumpet, with his angels, and all shall see him in the heavens. And the dead who died in Christ shall be caught up, shall come up and be caught up, and we shall also be caught up with him. Who are they? Dead in Christ, who carry the Spirit of God. When we die, please, clay man will go back, dust to dust, earth to earth, ashes to ashes. Clay man will go back. When somebody dies, all that has happened is the Spirit is gone. Same Spirit that when Adam was clay man, he couldn't move until God put the Spirit inside of him, he became a living soul. When that Spirit goes away, you can't move. We have to carry clay man back to the earth. But the Spirit will go, separating out to two places. Those who kept the corrupted spirit will go back to Satan, who manufactured that corrupted spirit. Those who accepted the blood of Jesus Christ, activated charcoal to purge us, our spirits will be clean. We will come back to the image of God. And that spirit can never go to hell. We'll have to go to his maker, God. That's why we'll be caught up with him in heaven. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Spirit to spirit. Spirit to spirit. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Therefore, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. It's necessary. And guess what? If you look in Revelation from 20 to 22, now finally the tree of life, the Bible says God will now carry back, bring back from chapter 20, the new heaven and the new earth. What he has always wanted to, he will put it there. After everything, I'll take you through the book of Revelation. Cleansing the earth, put the devil in the lake of fire, plus the prophet and the beasts, Antichrist, and all who follow and take on the mark of the beast, who accept just to stay with the devil, lake of fire. And then those who carry the Spirit of God will live on the new heaven and new earth, just like Adam. A new thing has been prepared, and the tree of life will be given to everybody again. We shall live forever with him. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You know, when the rapture takes place, there will be a lot of tribulation. You'll be tested again. The Antichrist will come. 3.5 years of peace, followed by 3.5 years of torment. And the people that will not worship the devil, the beast, and the Antichrist, they will be tormented. They will have to be tormented and killed, bled. At that time, the blood of Jesus Christ is not the one you will need. It's your blood. Christ died for us. At that time, those who don't take the mark, they will be killed. Your blood will be required to qualify. A second chance will be given. But why wait for the second chance? Why not be a part of the rapture when it comes? The rapture will come. Whether you are dead or alive, you'll be caught up. And then the tribulation will come for a second sweep. But they will really suffer. Ladies and gentlemen, take the easy way. The free option. The pure option. The Christ option. The true activated charcoal. The blood of the Lamb. Today on Father's Day, God is showing his greatest love. For God the Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the activated charcoal producer, the blood. Today, take it. On Father's Day, this is the greatest gift. And in case you, as a Christian, did not understand, this is the simplest, basic understanding of salvation. It's so necessary. The blood is so necessary. The communion is so necessary. It's so important to accept Jesus Christ and the spirit that he comes with. He is the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. He's the only begotten Son of God, the one who survived Satan's temptation. He was made sin for us, who knew no sin, that you and I may become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It takes stupidity not to accept it. It takes only stupidity not to accept Christ. Nothing else. Ignorance and stupidity, both of which you are not. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Ignorance, I didn't understand. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning or early afternoon, you have a choice. Take the blood. The question is your blood or his blood. Choose. Choose. If you are not taken up by the rapture, you will have to sacrifice your blood to make it. To make it. They call them the tribulation saints. You'll be a saint, but out of tribulation, not out of the blood of Jesus Christ. I don't want that. So when I went to Israel, I prayed one thing. Lord, let me make it to heaven. And let me do your works. And let all my church members make it to heaven. Amen. And I feel like sharing this with you. Because the blood is so real. Because Christ is so real. Because the truth is so real. Listen, the Mount of Transfiguration was there. Listen, everything the Bible says is right there. It's right there. You cannot joke with it. It's too real to toy with. I can't preach to you about your business when you are dying and going to hell. I can't be talking to you about marriage. When your soul is going to hell, you marry and need to go to hell. I am a failed pastor if I don't share this with you. The blood or your blood, choose. The blood of Jesus Christ or your blood, choose. The blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse your spirit so that you will acquire the spirit of our Father, the image of God. Look at a truly born again person. They behave like Jesus. Yes, we have faults, but you can see we are changed. Something on the inside is the thing working on the outside. Today, that thing working on the inside, the Spirit of God, can work on you. You can joke with it. You can talk about it. You can laugh about it. But those who laugh about it, you will laugh on the right, wrong side of your mouth. Those who believe it, you will see it. There's nothing wrong with believing it. There's no second chance. Take it or leave it. Jesus is calling. His blood is ready. God's spirit is for you. The Father's love is ready. Why not accept it today? If I was you, I would take on, even again, put your hands together, rise to your feet. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Put your hand on your heart. Think about what I've said. Ask yourself, what do you carry? Oh, clay man. Clay man, what is inside of you? What is keeping you alive? The devil's spirit or the spirit of God? Clay man. Clay girl, clay woman, what is inside of you? You can deceive the pastor, you can deceive your friends, but you can't deceive God. You know, there are tests to test whether this is juice or this is urine. God's spiritual test is real. Thank you, Jesus. Put your hand on your heart and say this prayer. Close your eyes. You pray to God. Now, Lord, please, if I don't carry your spirit today, I want to carry your spirit. And the only thing that will make it possible is the blood of Jesus Christ. And tell the Lord, let that blood cleanse me, purge me. Purge me by the blood of Jesus Christ.
And if you know that, it's a good life.
We believe the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive in Bartlett, Tennessee, this and every Sunday at 9 a.m. and again at 10:45 a.m. Be blessed.
Good life.
Good life.
The real good life.
Good life.
It's a sweet life.